Jim Ralph joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Thank you very much for doing this, Mr. Ralph. This is mighty sporting of you.
So now I'm Glenn Healy's backup?
You are not Glenn Healy's backup. No. No, you are not. I knew you were going to go. I was going to say something. I was going to say, and now a man who is not, you know, used to, but I didn't do that. I did not do that.
You know what? I'd be fine with being Healy's backup anytime.
Well, we don't need to go there. Is this a big deal that William Nylander isn't in camp? Are you worried, upset, concerned? Any of the above?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's such an odd position, you know, especially for the Leafs to be in. When you've got Marner and Matthews coming up at the end of the year, you're trying to get all the pieces to fit together. I think one of the tough things, and I think what everybody does, you know, from the agent side, they're going to say, "Look, Dreisaitl's getting this, Pasternak's getting this." You know, there's going to be a lot of comparisons. There's a line I use at dinners all the time where I say, after my last year of junior hockey in Ottawa, I went into Bob Pulford's office in Chicago and said, "I think you should pay me what you're paying Tony Esposito." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Let's be honest, you're only half as good as Tony Esposito." So I said, "You got yourself a deal. Pay me half of what you pay Tony Esposito."
that's good.
Yeah, and but that's the mentality I think you know, everybody has. It's the comparison. Mm-hmm. I think what hurts Nylander is he hasn't had, you know, two great playoff years. He hasn't been, you know, a guy that has had an outstanding playoff.
Right.
I think that will be the Leafs side of it. I know on Nylander's side of it, you're going to say, okay, Pasternak, who averages more points per game than Nylander has in his career and goals, is I believe 6 years at $6.66 million. So, you know, I'm sure that's where the agent's going, is, you know, that somewhere around there, 6 years at between $6 and $7 million. Then the Leafs come back and say, "Well, Nazem Kadri's 30 goal scorers making 4.5. You know, so yeah, you know, there's probably so many comparisons and so many factors going on. But you know, I don't know if it plays into it at all from Nylander's side or his camp, that I want to be a part of this success. You know, for the next 5 or 6 years, even if it's maybe not quite getting what I want. Or if it's, you know, now's my time to get security for life. So I think it's going to be interesting, but I think that, yeah, of course there's some concern with it, because, you know, a lot of times guys miss the start of training camp or part of preseason, and they never get their timing back. They, you know, they get that big deal. All of a sudden you've gone 8 games without a goal, and you start squeezing the stick, and people start questioning the signing and everything else. So I think it's obviously something you want to get done sooner rather than later, and get him back with the guys, and, you know, not be a distraction of what many people think is going to be an outstanding year.
Do you think that there's, you know, one of the things that work here, I think, obviously, you know, if you're Kyle Dubas, you've kind of got to lay down a marker too, because you've got other negotiations coming up. But what do you think guys like Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, how do you think they're watching this? Are they watching it less for the amount of money that William Nylander gets and more about how the Leafs handle this? You know, how Kyle handles it, how Mike Babcock handles it, maybe how they handle it.
Well, I mean, I think as far as Austin Matthews goes, it's going to be pretty close to what the max is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he's worried. I mean, I think that's one of those things where that money's put aside, 10, 11 million a year, whatever it's going to be. By the end of the season, Marner may be a little closer as far as, you know, who gets what and what the pay scale is going to be. You know, it does appear a lot of times, and I think this is the agent's job, is to get, you know, the player what their market value is,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, we try to go to, remember Marty Brodeur got in all kinds of trouble signing the jersey for less by saying, "How much money do I need?"
Mm-hmm.
That's really not the norm in negotiations. So I'd say, you know, more for maybe Mitch Marner's side, where they're going to say, okay, it's we're probably closer to Matthews than Nylander, but let's see where the bar goes on Nylander first for the negotiations. So, It would be pretty interesting to listen in on some of those conversations on, you know, the two sides of it. But that's where it's good for, you know, having an agent, because the player doesn't hear the negative stuff coming from the team that's trying to sign him.
What do you think happens with the backup goaltending situation this year, Jim? That kind of fascinates me. You've got four players on one-way contracts. I can't imagine Garrett Sparks would get through waivers, would he? What do you do if you're the Leafs?
I think there's got to be a conversation that Garrett Sparks at least gets a certain amount of games with the Leafs this year.
Yeah.
I think when you look at Freddie Anderson's numbers, whether people agree with it or not, he's always had kind of a slow October, and then his best hockey's been November, December. And then I think you saw from early January on that the numbers started to go up again. So I don't know if they're going to try to say, look, instead of the 55 to 60 range, we got to get you closer to 45 to 50 or 48 to 50 appearances. And maybe those extra games are used up by Garrett Sparks. Curtis McElhinney is, you know, I think done everything you could ask from a backup goaltender, including getting them into the playoffs a couple of years ago in the final weekend of the season. But I think from Sparks' standpoint, and believe me, I was there 7 years and never put up those numbers. But eventually, you've got to reward him. And you're right. I'm not so sure that he'd get through waivers. But, you know, there's teams going to be looking through training camp to see what they've got and what they'd be able to get. And if you could grab somebody like that off waivers, I think it would be huge. So I think there's got to be some way that you start to work him into the mix. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what training camp holds for them. Are they going to hold on to three goalies at the start for a while? It'll be pretty interesting.
Is there a player you've got an eye on, somebody who may be able to make a surprise case for themselves, you know, moving beyond the goaltenders?
I would say maybe Travis Dermott.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's so much concern about the blue line and are they good enough. And he certainly showed that there's a lot of promise there. And it was, you know, through injury that he got his opportunity last year. So I think he would be the one where, and you see it so often too, Jeff, where defensemen can have a great start and then they take a step back the following year. Mm-hmm. I think we've seen that. Remember even you're hoping that there's even another level, as impressive as he was last year, that there's more confidence in handling the puck and you know, his defensive play and everything else. So he's one guy that you would look at and say, okay, this blue line is better than a lot of people are giving them credit for. But I think Travis Dermott could be a huge part of that.
Jim, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Take care. Jim Ralph is our Leafs color analyst.